Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Shokes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Lukon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer bunts towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lukon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball four. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes strikes out. One out. Eddie Lukon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-0 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-1 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson moves to third. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lipke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0-for-1 in the game. Shokes takes first base on ball 4. Lipke moves to second. Eddie Lukon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lukon hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lukon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards first. Shokes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Stringer covering, for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to second. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lipke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller bunts towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Lipke moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Eddie Shokes. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 2 in the game. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Berthas now playing first base. Bob Usher now playing left field. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 0 for 2 in the game. Paso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. There goes Stringer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Waitkus moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Rickard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 3 in the game. Clay hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Usher. Morello reaches second base with a double. Skeffing moves to third. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 0 for 3 in the game. Paso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lipke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard. Lipke reaches second base with a double. Hatton goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lipke moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lipke scores. One out. It's 4-3, Reds. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a pop-up towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkos is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Waitkos hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.